Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, "Hey, Marky"? It might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Although it feels like Friday edition. The Packers-Bears in Chicago win or go home in the 213th meeting between these historic franchises. Third meeting in the postseason and third meeting of this season. And again, it's about what you do on the grass. But I gotta say, if I were a Packers fan, I would really like the vibe edition of my football team. What's realistic to expect from Jordan Love, given his playoff history? That was a conversation we had with him yesterday edition. Josh Jacobs is healthy, and I don't think that's been the case for nearly 2 months edition. And I am going to miss Jeff Hafley if he gets a head coaching job. Yesterday was really fun, and I can see why his guys buy in. I wonder if Tausch agrees. Edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. And, of course, everything you need on the amazing, customizable, free ESPN Wisconsin app, which you can find both in the Apple and Android app stores. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And from his undisclosed location, he is the Packers Hall of Famer. He's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I found that interesting right there because I did my hit. I'm sure you did your hit with Waddle and Sylvie already this week.
You know I haven't, and you know you're zinging me there. You know what you're doing. Don't do that.
I did one.
You're poking. What are you, Ben Johnson? You're poking. That's good.
No, I'm not even poking. Their confidence level is very high in Chicago.
Mike McCarthy used to call that fake confidence.
Maybe. I hope you're right. But you just said something that I thought was really interesting. You think the vibe for a team that's lost four in a row and its quarterback hasn't played in two and a half games, 3 weeks, really.
Yep.
And you're telling me that the vibe is great. Why?
I think there's a couple of things. And we'll get to Jeff Hafley and what he had to say at the end of his He banged the podium and walked off, which was kind of fun. I think there's, like, in talking with Josh Jacobs, in talking with Xavier McKinney, in talking with Jordan Love, I think there's very much I would turn this around on you when I get done speaking, because I think you, with your 11 years of experience and all the big games you played in, you can tell when a team is nervous or skittish and when they're legitimately we believe mode. And the way they're carrying themselves, some of the things that they're saying, Jordan Love was all business yesterday, and I think he is locked in. You know, that's what the kids love, that phrase, locked in. I think he is locked in. I think Josh Jacobs is really excited to be finally healthy, and I think he's eager. Because he's barely gotten I think he had four carries against Baltimore. So he has not gotten to atone for his fumble against the Bears at the goal line. And he said it again yesterday, you know, I don't fumble, we win that game. And he's right. You know, they're in firm control then. The comeback is even larger that the Bears have to author, and I don't think they can do it. Xavier McKinney, which I mentioned earlier in the week, you know, him not wanting to say too much about how he feels about his defense. I think they're really pissed off that they played the way they did against Derrick Henry and the Ravens. And they obviously didn't play all those frontline guys against the Vikings. So they feel like they have something to prove. I think they feel, without saying so, that they are the better team. And they didn't play like it the last time these two teams got together. And so now again, that's all well and good. It don't matter if you don't play to the level that you believe you will. If you go out there and you stink up Soldier Field and the alien spaceship that they put inside the old colonnades, then it doesn't matter. But the vibe I get from them is, you know, we're not blanking around anymore. We blanked around in that game. We had them. We didn't finish. That was embarrassing. We're better than that. We're better than them. And we're going to go out and show it on Saturday night. Again, that is purely conjecture. I have nothing other than the feeling I get from being around them. But that's the vibe I get.
Did you have that same vibe last year?
No. Nope. Not anything close to that. Okay. You know why?
Oh, not even close.
Because they didn't beat anybody last year. Like, they were 0-6. I mean, 0-5 going into that game.
Who did we beat this year?
I was just going to ask that.
How many playoff teams have we beat this year?
The Bears.
The Bears. Who else have we beat? Am I forgetting somebody?
All right, first of all, I understand the Lions are not a playoff team. One of the reasons why the Lions aren't a playoff team is because the Packers beat them twice. They slayed the two-time division champs. You're going to tell me that those games don't mean anything?
I don't disagree, Jason. Because they didn't make the playoffs? I don't disagree, but we had this conversation last year. They beat all the teams they were supposed to, and they didn't beat any playoff teams. And then when they got in the playoffs, they didn't beat them. So it's not outrageous for us to ask that question, because I wouldn't have asked because – to me, this game feels like, yeah, Green Bay, if you're in that locker room, from my perspective, we beat the Bears and we should have beat the Bears. We know we're better than them. We have to go out and prove it. But if I'm on a four-game losing streak, yeah, I'm doing everything in my power to talk myself into believing.
Yeah, I don't think
they
are.
The last game, and that's why I found what you said interesting.
Yeah. I appreciate your feedback. If you look at the Packers' schedule,
doesn't sound like you do.
I don't
beat the Steelers, Bears, and the Steelers.
They beat the Steelers.
Yeah, okay.
Here's the problem with that: the way it turned out, they don't have that many playoff teams on their schedule from this year. It's crazy.
Well, I was told it was a gauntlet of a schedule. And
again,
the NFC North was tough. Don't get me wrong. The NFC North was tough. The NFC West, much more difficult division this year.
Detroit, Washington, Cleveland, Dallas, Cincinnati, Arizona. None of those teams are in the playoffs. Pittsburgh.
Correct.
Pittsburgh in the playoffs.
A missed 40-yard field goal away from not being a
playoff.
Barely.
Okay. Carolina. Backing in, beep,
L.
Beep,
oh, wait,
beep.
We lost to them.
And they lost to them. The Eagles.
L.
So now lost to them.
We got three playoff teams, right? So far, out of 17 games, we're going
to... 1-2.
All right. The Giants? No. The Vikings? No. The Lions? No. The Bears? They won that one.
W.
2-2.
The Broncos? They lost that one.
2-3.
The Bears? They lost that one.
2-4. Okay.
And then Baltimore and Minnesota again. Yeah. So they only played six games against playoff teams, and two of them were against the same team.
Two wins against playoff teams in 34 games, if you think about it.
Here's the deal. Last year, it was a pretty easy storyline. We were average.
Yeah.
We beat teams we should, and we couldn't get by any of the good teams. This year, we don't even really play any teams. Now, again, I'm not disagreeing with you on the Lions. The Lions blanked the bed. The Lions should have been a playoff team. They didn't. We obviously beat them twice. You know, however that all shakes itself out, I am glad that we're playing the Bears rather than the Lions. I'll say that. Mm-hmm. But in the grand scheme of things, this season, regular season, it's not that much different than last regular season. It's just not. Like, you could sit here and say it is, but it's not. You're a seven seed. You didn't win the division. And you don't have any monster signature victories against some big boy team. We just don't. Now, the playoffs can change all that, but I'm looking at it from how do I compare last year to this year? Because Micah Parsons obviously is a huge addition, and he was awesome. But he's not playing. Tucker Kraft is not playing. Mm-hmm. So while I agree that they should be confident going into Chicago on Saturday because of how they played against them, I don't know if it's that much different than what last year's team was.
Yeah, I the vibe is definitely different. I think
good.
The quality...
I don't hear sloppy. Do you remember last year all we heard was sloppy, sloppy, sloppy after that Bears game? And we're not hearing that, which is nice.
Yeah, I'm sure Cap would say I'm being soft or making excuses. But you going into Denver, they had won four in a row. They're leading 23-14. I don't know if you remember that game, but they were in control of the game. The deep ball to Watson that gets intercepted and he ends up leaving in an ambulance. Thankfully he's okay. And then losing their superstar edge rusher and Zach Tom, by the way, in that game.
I think Evan Williams too.
Yes, Evan Williams as well. So you're talking about basically a spiraling from about to win their fifth in a row and beat a team that had won 10 in a row at that time to then they're four. To use a word from the Fugitive that I know you enjoy. Their four-game losing streak is kind of hinky. Like, the one game where they absolutely positively lost was their horrendous, despicable defensive performance against Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Like, they could have, if they were going to cut Clayton Tune anyway, they could have just forfeited last Sunday, and then we wouldn't have gotten to go to the Mall of America. But, like... I understand what you're saying, and I think it's obviously a very valid point, but I'm just telling you. And my my question for you is, you know, and by the way, unexpectedly last night, lo and behold, a phone call from one Michael J. McCarthy, who thought...
Was he asking you which job he should take?
Titans
job. Is that right? Where are you leading him?
So he missed a call from someone... other than me named Jason. And in typical Mike McCarthy fashion, he calls me and I say hello and he says, "What the hell are you calling me for? There's a lot going on right now." I'm like, what?
Hope there aren't any GMs named Jason out there with open coaching jobs.
I'm like, "I didn't call you." "Really?" "Yeah." And we had a great conversation and it gave me the opportunity to ask him about that 2011 resting versus rusting situation.
Yeah,
we'll get to that
say?
A little bit later.
Very,
I'll tell you
very, later. Very frustrating.
But my question for you as the NFL 11-year veteran on the panel.
Well, did you glean any fun information from Mike besides the 2011?
We had a great conversation.
What the heck?
You're burying
such a great take.
Well, it was off the record.
Not anymore.
Oh, okay. OTR.
It was one of those great conversations. I don't know if you've had these where you get home and you're in your driveway, but you're connected to your Apple CarPlay or your Bluetooth or whatever in your car. And you just sit in your car in the garage with the engine off and finish the conversation. It was great to talk to him. I mean, you guys, when he deserved criticism, I feel like I gave it to him, but I love the guy. Like, he's just one of the all-time greatest human beings ever. But anyway, you were the guy who played 11
he
years.
Wants that Giants job, doesn't he? He wants the Giants job, doesn't he?
Titans sounds interesting.
I think he should take the Tennessee job.
Browns? They were saying Browns would be a good fit.
Nah, too messy. Giants or Tennessee for Big Mike?
Arizona's nice.
He had an opportunity last time. He pulled out of that one. I don't know about Arizona, although that's where snowbirds go. That's where snowbirds go.
Baltimore?
I kind of hope he does. Arizona, boy, that NFC West is a battle. You're not going to want Kyler. I don't know about that one.
Black
Tennessee
is,
or Giants?
Black is a slimming color if he wears black at the Baltimore job. Huh?
Are you guys done yet? I'd like to finish this. Yes.
They're going to replace John Harbaugh. Might as well be with a Super Bowl champ, huh?
All right. We'll get back to Mike McCarthy. And a point that we should have both made yesterday when we were talking about that 2011 loss to the Giants. Definitely interviewing with the Giants and the Titans, though. Having played 11 years in the NFL and having had Mike McCarthy as your coach, who would talk about real confidence and we're nobody's underdog and all that good stuff. Did you have games where you faked confidence and you knew you were in trouble? And did you have games where you could feel the vibe that I'm talking about? Because, again, I'm just a reporter who's around these guys. I'm not a member of the team. You would have had a better feel for your teams than I would have when I was covering you. Did you have instances of both where you were kind of convincing yourself to believe and then other times where you were like, no, this is real, what we're feeling, and we have good reason to feel this good about ourselves as we do.
Yeah, I've always told you that the biggest value that a legitimate franchise quarterback gives you is you have 53 dudes that believe you can win every game. And there may have been a few instances, tough road games maybe, that you'd think everything will have to fall your way. But there was not one game that I suited up when I was with Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers as my quarterback that I didn't believe we were going to win. And is maybe that somewhat delusional? Maybe a little bit. And maybe if I look back and really think on the 05 season when we started off and things started sliding, did I then think, oh boy, what's going to happen? I still believed we'd win. And it's probably completely delusional. But the biggest value that a quarterback of that ilk gives you is you have that advantage that you have everybody believing we'll find a way. So I don't think there was ever a time where I walked into a stadium and thought we're screwed. Never once.
That
includes Baltimore when we get beat 48-3. Until right. We started getting our blanks beat in, I thought we'd beat them. And because you have to be a bit delusional to play this game. You need to have that confidence. If you don't have that confidence, who the hell is going to have that confidence? Now, you can ask Joe Thomas. You can ask guys that played with teams that were constantly rotating quarterbacks.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I'm certain they'd have a different answer than what I'd have.
Yeah. No, I agree. Did you guys – were you as blindsided – and I know you were injured that season, as was everybody else – but when I look back on Michael Vick coming to Lambeau, like, you guys were so decimated with injuries. You went into New York to play the Jets. Was it Chad Pennington and Wayne Krabet, I think? If you won, you got the number one seed. You ended up getting blown out. You end up as the three. You play at home against the Falcons. They come in. They block a punt. They beat you. Like, you guys, that I would love to have known what that 2002 team would have been had it not lost everyone and had Mike Flanagan playing left tackle, because that had a chance to be a pretty damn good football team. Did Did you sense the vibe there was kind of, we got to convince ourselves we can do this, or not really?
No, I mean, I think we never lost a home playoff game until then. I don't think there was anyone that thought we were going to get beat. And obviously that wasn't the case. So that's why I think vibes are great. Vibes are awesome. And it's much better to have great vibes than bad vibes. And I'm certain not everybody felt the same way as I did. I'm very confident of that. But I can also assure you a vast majority of the guys did.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see if that vibe is right or not. We'll find out on Saturday night. And maybe I'll be on Green Bay game night in the wee hours of the morning driving back to Green Bay saying,
you're not staying over, huh?
Mm,
you're not going to stay over?
Well, I just want to make sure that if for some reason...
Do they let you sleep in the press box if you're really grinding away, or they kick you out?
I don't know. I've never tried. That's an interesting question.
That might be something.
I would assume not.
Take a nice sleeping bag. Get you a little big old water jug.
A little inflatable pillow. Yeah.
Work all day. Get up. You know, work there. Finish. Take a five. Grab yourself a five-hour nap and head home.
I am curious
they
how things
you.
Will play out.
Lord knows they feed you there. You could, you know, kind of squirrel some stuff away.
I will tell you this. That was in all the years I've gone to Chicago over the last 30 years, and I didn't go to every single one, but almost every single game. The food was the best it's ever been in the press box. So I'm expecting I go in with high expectations for Saturday night.
Nah, it's clean out the fridge night. All the leftovers.
Shredded cheese. Yeah. Actually, they got shredded cheese. The cheese graters. That they
with those foam graters, yes. I go in expecting the Packers to win. And as you mentioned, Bears fans go in expecting the Bears to win. We'll see who ends up being right. I could tell you this. You're always right when you go with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to replace your windows.
And for your New Year's resolution, the sky is the limit with Pella's 0% interest for 4 years finance offer. No payments, no interest for 4 years. Think of everything you can do in 4 years. College degree. Raise your toddler until they're ready for school. Vote. Your kid could vote. That's where I'm at next election. My kid will be able to vote. He's driving. Now, what a world we live in. That's how long 4 years goes. Start your journey towards meeting your personal goals and enjoy Pella's highest quality products with exclusive features and custom made for your home. This deal ends January 31st, so schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Jeff Hafley spoke yesterday. We will touch
on
his...
You got a man crush, boy. You got yourselves a man crush, you do. Posting videos immediately after, getting hundreds of thousands of views.
It's adorable.
And I almost feel like you're smitten with him. Like, look at you. That's the biggest smile you've had in years.
No, that's not true.
Since that furry deal. Since you were dressed up as the furry dude.
That's Paula smiling in that one. He and
I
have
I bet
great
you were smiling under that furry. Who are you kidding?
There's definitely a smiling guy under
you're
there.
You're smiling under there, Elmo. Ear to ear. Big Hansy. Old Hansy McGee there, Elmo. Yeah, look at you smiling.
Are you done?
Yep. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
He's got one more.
I think he's got one more. I don't know if I do. I was the Hansy McGee might have been a bit too far.
I do have to confess that when I would wear those costumes for events, and we did it there I am with Rob Vogel and his lovely wife Luann and their son, who is now fully a grown man. Every time we would take a picture, I would still smile underneath the Grover head or the Elmo head, which of course you can't see my face, so I don't know why I would do that. It was just a Pavlovian thing. All right, I want to get enough about this. We got to get into Hafley, not just his candidacy, but again, the vibe coming from him and what the expectation is for this defense, because there's a lot. This defense has a lot to prove after the way things played out in the last minute and a half of regulation and overtime in Chicago, and then the way they played against Baltimore. We'll get to all that coming up. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Wilde and Tausch back with you.
Jesse, what is somebody called Tausch in the YouTube comments?
Buzz Killington.
I hope you're good enough that you have that up on the video stream already. I can't see, but I'm guessing you will. How am I killing the buzz? Because Jason is euphoric about the vibe that the locker room has. All
I'm not
stating
euphoric.
Are facts,
I'm just reporting the vibe.
You said the vibes are awesome, is what you said.
They are.
And Tausch is over here two days
great.
Before a wild card playoff game
that's
against
awesome.
The Bears saying, we haven't beat anybody in 2 years.
No, all on. Listen, man. I don't know if there's anybody that wants to beat the Bears. I mean, obviously the team and the coaches and the players. I don't like the Bears. Nobody that's a Packer fan likes the Bears. You can respect them, but I don't want to go through an offseason, man. Like, I'm selfish when it comes to this job in the regards of narratives are what they are. And we're going to talk about the narratives and how fans are feeling. And I'm telling you right now, if this goes south Saturday night, we are in for a long, long off-season of negativity. I don't want to be about that life. So selfishly, I don't want any part of it. I want us to smoke the Bears and shut everybody up. I think it's going to be a tough ball game. And I think for me to be Buzz Killington, because Jason comes in here today telling me how great the vibes are, that's awesome. I love that the vibes, I want those guys to believe all that. But I also have to look at this thing realistically and say, confidence is a huge part of confidence is everything in sports, man. Talent's great, but if you don't have confidence to go with it, confidence is built off of success. And this team's had success this year, but they haven't had anything for a while. And you have a lot of guys that have not played much. These are just facts. So I'm not going to sit here and blow smoke up your blank. Like, I'm not going to. Like, I think the Chicago Bears are going to give us a very good game, and I think the Packers are better and will win. And I haven't made my prediction yet, but I believe the Packers are going to go down to Chicago and win. But I'm not going to be naive enough to sit here and say it's going to be easy, and because our vibes are great, that we're going to go smoke them, because I do question what is behind this great vibration that the Green Bay Packers are vibing on in the locker room. I think that's a fair question to ask, and you can call me Buzz Killington all you want. That's the question I have.
With this green and gold fix, I'm Buzz Killington.
To mediocrity and beyond. All right, so...
Well, Jason, how else can you describe this season but mediocre?
All right, so a couple things. First of all, breaking news from the NFL, the Dolphins have fired Mike McDaniel.
Oh,
which they said they weren't going to do, and now that John Harbaugh is available, they are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I find that to be very interesting.
Retirement job.
Secondly, look, as has been pointed out, when there are not Buzz Killington references, look, the Packers defense has to show up. The YouTube comments point out that they haven't faced... Have they faced Rome Odunze all year?
I don't think so.
They have not.
I don't
not.
Think he played neither.
Burden suffered an injury a couple weeks ago. He's going to be back. Like, that, look, the secondary's got to be on point. My game day story is going to be on Keyshawn Nixon because he has...
Did you get him to talk? Did you get him
we
to
did.
Talk?
We did, yes.
Nice.
It was very nice. And then he was mad that he didn't get the Mully Award. He's been here 4 years. I said, hey, well, you know, don't let Nate Hobbs prevent you from talking after a game. So
I bet you didn't say that.
I didn't say that. No, I didn't. I didn't. I said, well, maybe next year.
It would have been funny to say that to him. His reaction should have been, yeah, I don't know what the hell I was doing letting that happen.
Yeah, he and I have a very good relationship with him, and he is very good with the media when he speaks. He also swears a lot, so it's tougher on the folks that have to post audio of that. So, speaking of good relationships, you're teasing me a little bit. I do want to play this because if you're going to accuse me of having a man crush on Jeff Hafley, you know, I feel like I was flirted with yesterday. Because
he flirted with you.
Yeah. So I arrive for Rich Bisaccia. All three coordinators referenced this. So we do not have assigned seats in the media auditorium. But there was a out-of-town reporter from Chicago who he has no idea. I wasn't mad at him. I wasn't skulking around. How dare you sit in my seat?
It's always the out-of-towners.
You got bumped up.
So he sat in my seat, so I get there, and I go sit somewhere else, and Bisaccia's first. He's like, Wildy, what are you doing? Why are you sitting there? Well, there's somebody. Then the guy left. And so then you're faced with the decision of, okay, do I move back to my normal seat or do I stay where I am?
He was only there for Bisaccia?
He left. I don't like. I'm not here to judge how other people do the job.
I'm telling you right now. I'm nervous about our punt return. It's Saturday. I'm nervous.
I'm also nervous about your punt and kickoff coverage. No Bo Melton. No Zane Anderson. They might be getting Nick Niemann back. But that
I don't think I
Duvernay,
feel as bad as I did before that San Fran playoff game, but it's closer than I'd ever thought I'd want to say it is again.
You really are a buzzkill.
That punt return, it's been a hot potato all year. I just got I'm nervous about Romeo coughing one up.
Yeah, it's fair.
I am.
It is a fair statement. Fair. So Halfley arrives to find me in a different location. And again,
why didn't you get up and go sit back in your chair?
Because the guy left as Bisaccia left the podium, and then Halfley walked in, so I didn't want to be moving as that transition was occurring. So I just stayed put. And here's what happened.
Who do you sit next to? Do you sit next to Demo?
I don't sit by anybody. I don't like anybody.
I'm that's not surprising.
I know that. I would have thought one of your brethren would say, hey, that's Jason's chair.
Nope.
But no?
Nope. Okay. That didn't happen.
All right, continue. So, what a deal you guys got going over there.
So it's like Lord of the Flies over there. So Jeff Halfley comes in, and this is what happens.
Not in the right seat. Someone took your seat?
Then he left. So would you be more comfortable?
Do you guys have assigned seats? Is that like how we are in meetings?
No.
Can you believe he's sitting there?
It's kind of like high school.
How would it be? You know what I'd really like if one day I came in and you were right in the front row?
Maybe next week.
I'm just so used to as soon as I come in. Rob, are you okay with that?
I like my seat. If anybody took it, I'd hit him in the back of the head.
What's a tough guy.
I'll tell you what. Robbie. I really appreciate you guys. Because no matter what kind of day I'm having, I come in here and I always get a smile to start. So thank you.
I think you're the first defensive coordinator who's ever said that.
I mean it. We got a good group here, so I appreciate everything for this year, and hopefully we got a couple more weeks to come here. Mm-hmm. All right.
Setting the stage for something he'll be saying later.
Uh-oh.
He's a deuce and B. Go get that head job, Jeff.
Baltimore, line one.
Beyond the self-servingness of, hey, the defensive coordinator noticed I wasn't in my seat, Tausch, this is why I sent it to our group. You can see how good he is at connecting with people. Like, I've covered a lot of coaches, and some of them are more understated or they have really dry senses of humor, like Joe Philbin. Every coach has a different personality, but you can see that he has that knack for connecting. And that, again, selfishly, I would love for him not to get a head coaching job. Being great with the media and being great in front of TV cameras is not the number one priority for hiring a guy.
Not
Bill
for
Belichick,
anybody but you.
Among them. But you can see he knows how to command a room, and I'm eager to see how his interviewing process goes, but we'll have to wait and see. The other reason I wanted to play that is because hopefully we got a couple more weeks. That is not what he said later on when we discussed his love for having been in Green Bay. I know some people thought they heard past tense. I did not while I was sitting there. I want to play that coming up after Tausch tells us about Prize Picks.
Well, it's January, which means routines are back. Sports action never slows down. You got big football matchup matchups, playoff intensity every week, and elite hoops every night. And when there's this much going on, it always feels good to be right, and that is especially on Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made simple. Pick at least two player projections, more or less, and you're done. No drafts, no waiting. Talking lineups you can make in under a minute. You got college football playoffs rolling. NBA, you had a big night from Giannis last night. You got Steph. You got all of that action. That's not even starting with all of the playoff, NFL playoff action you got going. You also can stack. Pick the same player up to three times in one lineup. Points, assists, and threes all together only on Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use that code WI, and you'll get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good
to be right. All right, I want to get to what Jeff Hafley said. It was in an answer about his time in Green Bay, but the walk-off is worth seeing if you haven't seen it on social media or somewhere else, because, again, I think it plays into the vibe of this team, but it also gets us into the conversation about this defense has to come to play. And they deserve the criticism they've received for some of their performances, regardless of how likable Jeff Hafley is. Last question. Who is our Photoshop guy? Is it Greg? Is that the guy on Twitter that does
Greg's
this for
our
us?
Photoshop guy. Yeah.
I want, here's what I want, because I want you to take a cartoon Buzz Lightyear. I want you to put Tausch's face on him. And I want us to mass produce Buzz Killington T-shirts that say "To Negativity and Beyond," and all the proceeds go to the American Family Children's Hospital. We'll get to work on that. We'll also hear from Jeff Hafley again next. It's Will Tausch.
The Dunn has spoken.
You've got a combination quarterback. You don't have to hang your hat on just throwing or just running the ball. That could add so much to our offense. I'm excited.
Listen to the Barry Alvarez Show, Mondays at 6 on 100.5 ESPN.
Mostly of me. Per Lizalicious 09, who I go to for all of my television references, Liz points out that Buzz Killington is a Family Guy reference / character. Jesse, did you know that?
I had heard it. I haven't watched Family Guy in a long time, but I do recall the character in the show.
Sarah's not even listening to the show today, and she just called me and said, "Why did someone just text me Sarah Killington?" And I said, "I don't have a clue why someone texted me."
Well, because she's married to Buzz Killington.
That's her new name.
No, and then she's like, "Well, what was your last segment about?" And then I'm like, oh, I guess that's
you.
The
wait, you needed some help putting that together?
Well, no, I did, but I just did. None of it made any sense. Like, why would they go to there? I mean, Sarah's not the one saying the Packers lost four in a row, and you know what I mean?
Does she think the vibes are good heading into Chicago?
I haven't asked her, so I don't know. I don't know where Packer fans' vibes are. I think there's a very strong confidence, but I'm going to say this, and this is – I know I feel this way. I was confident on top of confident – heading into that game against the Bears at Lambeau, and the Bears showed me something that game. Now, the Packers won that one, and then obviously I actually felt better about how we played in Chicago, and we lost that one.
Mm-hmm.
So my confidence is not as strong as it was a month ago. That's just how I feel, and that doesn't mean I'm right or wrong. I still believe we're a better team, and I think we have a better quarterback. And I think we have a better defense. I think they have a better running game. We'll see what ends up winning. That's how I feel. Buzz Killington.
Again, I appreciate everyone's feedback. I am not telling you.
I don't think you do, though. I guarantee you
he doesn't appreciate this feedback.
You don't appreciate it. Just speak your mind. You hate it, right?
I don't know what the fan base's vibes are, so let's find out. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Look, I'm not... That's great. The vibe ain't what Wildy says. Fine. Great. Were you in the building? I'm just telling you what the vibe is. And look, I don't want to be this guy, but... I have done this for a little while. I've been around
years,
teams.
Someone told me.
I've been around teams that one of our friends of our show was planning his ride share of a private jet back to Florida after the season ended before you guys even played a game. And I overheard in the locker room, didn't report it because it would have been a big to-do. But it wasn't said to me directly. It was not on the record. So I did not think that was the right thing to do at the time. I will never name the player. But
I think I know.
The vibe was not great that season. So I'm not guaranteeing a victory. Vibes don't mean, if I could swear, I would say the S word. Vibes don't mean blank here. But sometimes they do. And I'm just trying to tell you what it is like in that locker room right now. Now, I don't think it's false confidence. They could be wrong. They could be as confident, but as Jeff Hafley said,
so
also
if they're
yesterday,
wrong, Jason, if they're wrong, is that false confidence?
No, I don't think they're convincing themselves to have a good vibe.
Okay.
If they go out and get beat, and they actually get beat by the Bears because the Bears play better, as opposed to the way they got beat by the Bears the last time, which I think they are convinced was them losing, not the Bears winning, then it doesn't matter what their vibes are. I'm not here as some sort of fortune teller to tell you, oh, the vibes are great, they're going to win. That's not what I'm saying. But I am in the building, I am around them, I do talk to them. I'm telling you the vibe that they are giving off. And it's not just one person. It is a host of people. The conversation with Josh Jacobs yesterday. Look, motivation is great. Execution is better. So they have to do it on Saturday night. But
how would
for
you power
team,
rank vibes, motivation, and execution if you were power ranking?
Well, first of all, I just want to say this. For a team that has lost four in a row, they do not feel at all. I have been around teams that have lost four in a row. They don't feel that way. They don't. So
do they feel it's fluky? Do you think they feel like it's a fluky four-game losing streak?
Yeah, I do. I do think they think that. Yes, I do.
Because I actually agree with you when you were going through it. The Ravens game, no fluke about it. We got our brakes beat in. And that happens in the NFL. The Vikings game, as I told you, and you were trying to prop it up as some big ordeal, it was a nothing burger. I don't care one lick about that game. I didn't care about it but when it was scheduled as we saw how it was going to go. The Bears game we gave away, and the Broncos game was lemony snickets, a series of unfortunate events. So I don't disagree with you, but I also know and there is a difference between not all four-game losing streaks are the same. This would constitute a goofy run-up. The Ravens game is the one that's most concerning. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Denver, with the injuries, even more so. But I get what you're saying. And if I'm in that locker room, I am on that horse making sure you and all of your media folks are putting out the same thing because I do believe those guys believe it. I'm not saying it's false confidence, but I'm also saying four games in a row and not playing for 3 weeks, there's going to be some doubt. I don't care how great your vibe is. When you don't go 3 weeks in an NFL season, which, as I've told you a billion times, blank happens quick, man. Things change. We went from being the division-winning two seed to being a tie away from not being in the playoffs. So all of that can be true. But there's no doubt they have a strong vibe that they got a good football team. But there is some doubt when your quarterback hasn't played in 3 weeks, your tackle hasn't played, you know, there's a litany of things that I would also have not high concerns about, but I wonder how this is going to – I wonder how the game's going to start. Because you don't just snap your fingers in this league and say everything's back to normal. When you go from regular season intensity to postseason intensity, mm-hmm. that's another thing to deal with. That's all.
Yeah, I'm
so
not...
you can buzz Killington me you want. That's my point.
It's a good point. I am not betting my children's college funds on the Packers winning. I am not assured and guaranteeing a victory. I would like to get to what Jeff Hafley said.
Will you wear
said.
A cheese grater if they lose?
No, and I'm not jumping in Lake Michigan and all this. No, I'm not. No, I'm not doing any of that stuff.
Okay.
Why do people keep wanting to jump in Lake Michigan?
I don't know. Go jump in a lake. Go boo
well,
at
if
a
you're
going
to jump in a lake, the Great Lake, I've told you this many times, Superior is the great jump-in lake. It is.
Would you be so kind as to tell us about Annex Wealth Management so we can get to the audio?
I don't know if I appreciate you. I don't know if I like your vibe when I just got done talking about the Great Lakes to jump in. I told you, you go up to Madeline Island up there. I don't love camping outdoors. I do it once a year. I would camp outdoors with the soothing sound of Lake Superior rattling up against my tent. I would do that. I would. Now, what do you want me to do? Talk to you about Annex? Is that what you said?
Yes.
You want to go camping up at Lake Superior? You want to get a little nest egg put away? A lot of people make New Year's resolutions. Many of them, they crash and burn, and sometimes it's lack of discipline. A lot of times it's bad advice. Get on Instagram, TikTok, and you start guiding decisions off of internet experts. Well, sooner or later, for most people, it might take a talk with an expert. And if you have a resolution that deals with your money, your earnings, your investments, talk to experts, and I got the team at Annex Wealth Management. That's the experts you need to talk to. I've been over there. Their facility and their resources that they have are top-notch. They have a team of experts ready to listen and talk you through your financial goals at Annex Wealth Management.
More vibes.
I didn't decrescendo
next.
Enough. What was
it? There's not a, there. I again. We they're an awesome partner. I'm invested with them. We love them. The decrescendo of that read is a little bit tricky for me. I'm not always sure you're done.
Being a little bit of a Buzz Killington to his Annex Wealth Management message there.
Yeah, his vibe's crappy on that one from Jason. We'll get better.
More vibes next. It's Wildy and Tao.
Go to AnnexWealthManagement.com. I'll have to figure something out like that. We'll get it.
Wildy and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play Jeff Hafley's walk-off yesterday. Because seriously, I'm trying to think of the last time I saw a coach do a walk-off like that. Other than Denny Green, where he bangs the podium and we let him off the hook. I think when I get too riled up, this thing turns on me. So we're going to play that, and then we're going to take your calls and your texts. Because I am curious where the fan base vibe is. You can choose to believe me. You can choose not to believe me when it comes to that locker room vibe and the way players are presenting themselves. Maybe they're all faking it. Maybe they're like, oh, my God, the Bears are so much better than us and we're going to get our brakes beat in. But I'm going to pretend like we're not worried. But the bottom line is, I'm telling you that that's the vibe that I get. And yeah. I don't ask for much around here, but I have spent a lot of time in the Packers locker room for a long time. So maybe I know a little thing or two about reading people.
You ask for a lot, though, too. Let's not care. You do.
Here's Jeff Hafley. Are you wearing the ladies' shirt again?
Yes, I am. It's comfy. You know what? I like it. It's not a lady's shirt. I checked the tag
again.
Does
it got shoulder pads? Do you have shoulder pads?
It does not have shoulder pads. It's a nice shirt. I like the shirt. It's a comfy shirt. It works well with the Packers sweatshirt I was wearing today. It's a little toasty in here, though. And all the ladies in the office say it's not a lady's shirt. So I don't care what Becca or any of you say. It's not a lady's shirt.
Interesting that Becca, though, is at our camp. Here's Jeff Hafley wrapping up his Q&A session with reporters yesterday.
Jim, can I ask you that same question in a different way?
You can ask me any question you'd like, because even if I said no, you would.
Fair.
But you always phrase it like that, so you set yourself up for me. But I can't wait to see how you ask the same question differently.
Me too.
Okay, well, here we go. You don't know what the future holds, and neither do I. But to think about where you were a couple years ago, you're coaching your own college program. What have these 2 years meant to you? And what do you think about what you've put together with this group, and just what has it been like for you? Because it seems that you're pretty damn passionate about this group that you've been.
Yeah, I love this group. I love being part of the Green Bay Packers, and I never take that for granted every day when I drive in and I get to see Lambeau Field, honestly. I mean, I'm a guy who started coaching Division III football and worked my way up to be a college head coach, and now I'm part of the greatest NFL organization that there is, getting a call to plays. So that is so humbling to me. I love the defensive players that we coach. Like, I love these guys, and I love the staff, and I love working for Matt. And I never take that for granted, not one second, which is why when I answer that question, I don't think it'd be fair to anybody in here, anybody a part of this, for me not to give everything I have for this game. Would one day I like to be a head coach again? Absolutely, for sure. But, like, just even answering this question for you right now, I just am so grateful and so happy to be here and be part of this. And I've just loved coming to work every single day here. Like, even joking with you guys, like, I know sometimes it's hard and you ask hard questions, but you guys have been incredible. And I mean that. And it's not like that everywhere. So I thank you guys for that. Everything that I have been a part of here, from Goody to Ed to Matt, it's just been, like, what a blessing to be here for me and my family. So I appreciate that, and we are not going to be done. So I will see you guys next week.
Bam.
Tausch, when you see that, what do you think?
I love it. He's a leader. I think the way he approaches things, it's not how you do everything, it's how you do everything. That's the gist of that quote. He handles his business the way he handles his business, and it's not sometimes, it's all the time. I don't know how you cannot sit through his pressers this year. And by the way, sans a few games, how his team has played. It's one thing to sit here and then your guys go out there and stink.
Mm-hmm.
That has not been the case. The guys love playing for him. You remember all the Joe Barry, I'm going to go with this guy, and I don't like the way he's covering, I don't like this. How many guys have you heard say any of that this year? Have you heard anybody?
Nope. No, you have not.
I wonder why. Is it maybe because he's taking input and he also has a system that the guys believe in? And he sells it. And coaching is about selling. You have to sell your vision, and then you have to be able to deliver on your vision. And he's done that, and you can just tell, man, he's been a head coach. This is part of the job, and it's not as important as the scheme and, you know, the understanding your players' talents and utilizing them, but he brings a confidence to a group. And here in Green Bay, when you're so – this Green Bay is quarterback offense, offensive coordinator driven. It has always been. It's been a hashtag fire this coordinator really since Fritz Schirmer. That's what it's been. Haven't seen any hashtag fire Hafleys, and there have been maybe after Baltimore there should have been a couple.
Right.
But he's built up enough goodwill. That's why all this other little stuff matters. The belief that the guys have, it made me – that you want to talk about vibes and why the vibes are good? That's a vibe setter. Loved everything about it.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. Jesse has taken some calls. I would love for us to get a few more, because I've told you what my perception is of the vibe in 1265 Lombardi Avenue. It's not overconfidence. It's a resolve. It is a feeling, and it may mean jack squats come Saturday night, or it may mean a hell of a lot. And maybe in that locker room after the game, we're talking about how, look, this is how we felt all year and all week, and we came out and did exactly what we thought we were capable of doing. I don't know what's going to happen. But the question I have now is, what's the vibe that you get as a fan? You're not in the building. You are getting it based on being around your fellow fans, seeing what this team has done. They have lost four in a row. I get it. So if your vibe is different than what I'm telling you their vibe seems to be, I understand.
Would you say it's a hanky? Would you say it's a hanky four-game losing streak? Is that the
hanky
word you used?
Hanky. Hanky, yeah.
Hanky.
You got to see The Fugitive. It's such a great movie.
I think I should, yeah.
844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. We got to get moving here because we've got Tom Waddle scheduled to appear. Want to remind you that a new year means you need a new mattress. Right now, at Steinhoffels, you can start 2026 feeling rested and make an impact while you're at it. All January, stop in Steinhoffels and test rest any mattress. For every test rest, Steinhoffels donates $20 to Special Spaces Wisconsin on top of the $1,000 they donate for every field goal the Packers make, helping create dream bedrooms for kids battling cancer. And then here's the bonus, just for trying a mattress, you get a $20 lunch gift card. Better sleep, free lunch, and a great cause. The January Test Rest Event, only at Steinhoffels. 10 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes.
I got a quick question for you, Jason.
We don't have time for that. Write it down.
Okay, we'll get it later.
Oh.
Did you see how I did that?
That was good.
10 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. Stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch. What's your vibe? Tausch, did I make you forget the quick question you had? Or did you write it down?
No, we'll get back to it.
Okay, you're good.
I appreciate, I know some people are like, well, that was awkward. I loved it. Stern, fair, you're running a show here.
Yeah, we got Tommy Waddle coming up at 10:30, and we won't get to him on time, of course, but I would like to be respectful of his time. Even though I haven't gotten an invitation to be on their show this week, and you were already. Let's go back to the phones. 844-770-3776. Let's begin with Reggie in Texas. Reggie, thanks for holding on with Buzz Killington and Wilde and Jesse. How are you feeling? What's your vibe about the Packers?
Well, my vibe is this. I'm feeling good because of the empty red zone trips we had, and I think I'm sorry to use the term we. Sorry, Tausch, I'm not a player. The Packers.
No, you. Hey, we're all Packer backers. We're good.
Okay, well, great. Thank you. I feel if we can, if the Pack can convert a few of those. I wanted to weigh in quickly on the whole Buzz Killington thing. Let's not confuse trepidation and concern with negative thought. I think Tausch is just showing the proper restraint and concern that a respectable citizen, a responsible adult shows. And as far as the Halfley thing goes, maybe, Jason, keep in mind, we've all had rabble-rousers and class clowns, and the teacher always knows where that class clown and rabble-rouser sits. So don't get too carried away because Halfley knew where you sat.
Nice.
Oh, and a rabble rouser.
Rabble rouser.
Big rabble rouser.
Buzz Killington and rabble rouser.
I got to tell you, Reggie, you dropped some great. This is a great call. A rabble rouser trepidation. Like, as someone who enjoys words, great call. Appreciate it. Tausch, do you have trepidation about this game? Or are you, you're not brimming with confidence, rabble rouser?
As I told you before, the best way I can describe my vibe on this game is I believe we're better and we will win, but I think it's going to be very difficult. And I do not have the same amount of swagger that I had going into the game at Lambeau. I thought the Bears were a team that has found ways to win close games. I think their coach is good. I don't think their defense is that good. I think it's opportunistic, and if you don't turn the ball over, you're going to beat them. I still feel that way, but I am concerned what I saw against the Baltimore Ravens. I'm concerned that the Chicago Bears have averaged 5 yards a carry. Correct me if I'm wrong on this, Jason, against the Pack. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned that they're giving up 140-some yards to this same team. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned that the weather's going to suck, and it's built for a game like that. I'm concerned it's at Soldier Field and not in Green Bay. So, yeah, I have trepidation. I do, but I still believe that this – I like that's a good-looking picture of me, too.
There you are,
youthful.
Buzz
Killington.
That's courtesy of Robert on Twitter. And, by the way, he said, here's my buddy Jason. He's the sheriff.
That's pretty good too. That's really funny. All right, now let's put us side by side, and we'll make a shirt. All right, let's get to another call. 844-770-3776. Let's go to Texas and talk to Mike, and then we'll get to Ann and Mequon. Mike, good morning. Welcome to World of the Tausch. What's your vibe?
The vibe is anything is possible. I mean, I don't think, and I think this is the craziest year we've had in a long, long time. I think they could beat the Bears. I think if they play the Eagles, I think they could beat the Eagles because the Eagles are got an internal struggle. So it's, I mean, anyone can win. I mean, really, I think there's not one team you say, even Seattle, I still don't have a lot of confidence in Seattle because of Darnold. But, I mean, they've got the talent, they've got the ability, Matt LaFleur, they got experience. So, yeah, why not?
None of us here, and Tausch just expressed his trepidation. And Mike, I know you're a very positive Packers fan. You call all the time, especially on Mondays. It's weird that we're taking some calls on a Thursday. It's throwing everybody off around here, including Evan Cohen, who might hear this later, going, they took calls? They never take calls other than Mondays. But yeah, that's the weird thing about this team, to Mike's point, right, Tausch? Like, I think we run a promo where you essentially say the exact same thing. They're capable of beating anyone, and they're also capable of losing to anyone. And that's what they've shown this season. So I don't know what's going to happen on Saturday night. I'm not pretending that I do. I am just trying to give you a glimpse inside the building as to how people are carrying themselves. And I think Jeff Hafley let a little bit of that out with the banging of the podium and saying, I'll talk to you guys next week. We're not going to be done. Let's get to one more call before we're done with calls for now. Let's go to Ann in Mequon. Ann, good morning. Thanks for holding on. How you doing today? What's your vibe?
Good morning. My vibe is positive. I go back to after we had our first two-game winning streak, and I forget who the player was that said they thought they could go undefeated.
Cheeto!
That kind of vibe that Cheeto. I think you're seeing. You're seeing in the locker room, and we have to beat the Bears.
They look, you're 100% right. First of all, there was that vibe after two games. They beat teams that had been to the NFC Championship game the previous 2 years. On top of that, Rashid Walker hasn't spoken to us since. So they are not, and this is, I think, I'm really glad Ann made that comp, because what you don't hear, and why I'm saying that it's more of a quiet confidence and resolve, is Jeff Hafley is the only one who's been outwardly demonstrative and really said something that was even in the same vicinity of Cheeto's, we could go undefeated. Which, again, I miss talking to Cheeto. I say hello to him when he goes by, but he has zero interest in having a conversation with us anymore. He is
scarred for life. All right, I want to get to a few of your text messages so you could continue via the Carbless Talk and text line, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We may pick up calls again a little bit later after we've talked to our buddy Tom Waddle. For now, we're going to get to some of your text messages on the Carbless Talk and text line. But before we can do that, Tausch is going to tell us about American Family Insurance.
Oh, I am. I thought I was going to tell you about Iron Jock, and I was trying to figure out what number. Jesse, what number do you think we're going to
have? Am I in the wrong spot on the show sheet again, or is this one on Old T?
This one's on Old T. We are talking. I'm not even thinking about what number caller we're taking. We're talking about American Family Insurance.
American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of Wilde and Tausch, and for almost 100 years, American Family have been committed to making life better with the right home and auto protection, all so you're free to enjoy your dreams. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com.
Your texts next from the Carbless Talk and Text line. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I love this funky tune. Buzz Killington. Which, again, I want to apologize to you fans of Family Guy. I have not watched that show. I'm sorry that I didn't get the reference. I personally like Tausch inside of Buzz Lightyear's suit.
Do we like this one from Jackrabbit Mama better than we like this one from Robert?
I think they're both great.
Why is that?
Because he looks so young and handsome.
Yeah.
Jesse, what do you have on the text portion of the talking text line about the vibe among Packers fans?
Matt in Beaver Dam, I told a Bears fan friend from Chicago that we have a bye on Saturday night. He's insane how good he thinks the Bears are this year. I told him they are last year's Vikings, Matt and Beaver Dam. So Matt's vibe's very high.
Yeah, he's feeling pretty good about his team, it would appear.
I like the comp.
They've won a lot of close games. They've lost their last two. No one, and maybe I just haven't seen it from, you know, the Brad Biggses of the world and Dan Wiederer and the rest of my guys that cover the Bears. But is there a negativity about the Bears coming in with a two-game losing streak, including losing to a team that had nothing to play for when you played your guys? Or is there not that? Is that not a thing?
No, I think there's probably listen, there's doubt on both sides here. This isn't like you have two extremely confident, like, we're the world beaters going. That's just not, I don't think, where either team is right now. I think this is all based off of you just played two games in a month. So you know what's going on, and it's not like, oh, we beat the Bears back in September. Well, September might as well have been 2023. Mm-hmm. As we're looking at it now, it's a totally different football team on both sides. So I feel like both teams feel very confident, whereas before this series started this year back in early December at Lambeau, the Bears were not confident. None of them were. Waddle, Sylvie, Cap, their fans. I think there was this sense of, we'll see. Yeah, yep. It's been good, but we'll see. Well, now they've seen and they believe. And whether that's a fair thing to do with the way the game's played, I don't know. But they're 1-1. And if you look at this, the last four times these two teams have played, it's come down to the last play of the game. That's crazy to me.
It has. You're 1,000% right. And will it happen again on Saturday night? Again, I think the Packers feel like it is their fault it came down to the last play of the game in the last game.
Because it was.
Both games, yeah. Really.
Well, that's true, too.
That second half, listen, I want to sit here and look at things from a rose and a green-colored glasses. The Bears kicked our keister in the second half at Lambeau.
In Lambeau.
Yep, flat out. Right. They were better. That two quarters and then the last 3 minutes in overtime, that's been it. We have dominated the rest of that time. We have not. We did not do a good enough job in the red zone. Obviously, the last time out, that'll be huge. But I'm telling you right now, if the Bears don't come, if that Bears defense doesn't create turnovers, they're not beating us this weekend. They're not.
From the talk and text line, has Wilde ever been around teams that have lost four straight heading into the playoffs? Or is this new territory for us? Yeah, there's only been three other teams in NFL history that have lost four games going into the playoffs.
How many have won a world championship?
None. One is yet to be written. Natasha Bedingfield, the Packers. The other three, the only one of those three that won a playoff game after losing four in a row going into the playoffs was the 1986 Jets. You never want to be in a conversation with the Jets.
Kenny O'Brien, Freeman McNeil, Joe Klecko.
What is this?
Mark Gastineau?
Can we turn that face into a GIF? Can we do that?
That was my Wildy face.
It was a new twist on it, that's for sure.
Was Mark Gastineau part of that crew?
I'll have to fact check that. Who would have been coaching them? Richie Kotite?
No. That old dude with the hat. He wore that funky hat. McNeil? Freeman McNeil was
Tom Landry.
No, he's the running back.
No, the tailback. Yeah, that's what I just called.
Right, no. Who would have coached them? The answer is Joe
I know.
Walton.
I can't remember his name. He's a funny shorter dude with a hat. He always wore a hat.
Yeah. Joe
like a
Walton.
Fedora type hat.
Joe Walton.
Yeah.
Is
he part of the Walmart Walton crew?
No, different Walton. Al Toon of Olson Toon Landscaping fame. Oh, also a great NFL player and great Badger. Was a Pro Bowler on that team.
Well, I think
also,
he's known more now for his partnership
his
with
lawn work.
Olson Toon.
Can he put in some good-looking shrubs? One of the greatest Badgers in history, Al Toon. Mickey Schuler was the tight end. There was another name
I know
you wanted to get in there. In terms of their roster and memorable players
Joe
on
Walton.
There,
wow.
Freeman McNeil was indeed the running back.
The
elder Marion Barber. His son played in the NFL, too, but he was on that team. You got it. Kenny O'Brien was the quarterback. Your defensive lineman, I don't see Joe Klecko or Mark Gastineau on here.
Okay. Who's on there?
I take it back. They both ended the year on injured reserve. So, yes, they were both there. They're in a different category here on this sheet. Along with Johnny Lamb Jones, who I remember that was one of my favorite players back in the 80s as well for the Jets. But, yes, great pull.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.